Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Our number 1-800-795-9565 in the Let It Be Solar Hotline. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. A couple things. I know one of the things that Bill O'Brien is looking to do with the schedule is that they've at least floated the idea of adding Hawaii to the schedule. And trying to maybe play a game in Hawaii, maybe a couple of games in Hawaii, at the end of the schedule, which would be considered for the players and for the staff and everybody and at Penn State as their bowl game. And I think it's a great idea. USC did this in 2010. Others have done it along the way. And I think it's a great idea to at least consider and put out there as a possibility. And that's something that is interesting. I'm now up to 44 players that have said that they are staying, the latest being freshman Jesse James tweeting that he was staying. Obviously, everybody's wondering about Silas Redd, but you know Michael Motti's staying, you know Zordich is staying, you know that Matt Stankavage is staying, Matt McGloin is staying, I believe Rob Bolden tweeted he was staying. Those are some of the things that are at least out there today. No Penn State players will be at Media Day for the Big Ten. Whose decision that is, I'm not sure. I don't know if that's Penn State's decision, the Big Ten's decision, or Bill O'Brien's decision, just to get the players out of the heat of fire, because obviously they're not going to be asked too much about football in the upcoming season. They're all going to be asked about this current situation. And the players, outside of the statement they made today, the players have not made any comments. They walked out on Monday when they heard the announcement and just kept going past the media and said nothing to them at all. Today the players in mass made a statement, but as of right now, there are 43... I think 44 players now that have said that they are staying at this particular point. Dave, thanks so much. Hello, Dave. Hi, Dave. Hello. Go ahead.
Well, you're not going to like this phone call, because I'm not going to go my usual, the victims, yeah. But I'm going to go after somebody else, to be truthfully honest. And you're going to cut me off, and I know you will. Because just the way that the NCAA president and that those board of people decided the way they were going to throw not only Penn State, but those players under a bus, because that's exactly what they did, the way they can't, you're going to almost hide in your apartment, or you're going to be beset by 15 million people. That's bull.
Right.
I mean, come on. He should be now held to account for this kind of crap.
Well, after a while, should the players in the situation be allowed to transfer without having to sit out? Yes, they should be allowed because of the circumstances they're in. This is the NCAA's way of saying, see, we're not penalizing them. I understand that part, but the lack of order to it is something that they are responsible for.
Well, I have another take on that, to be honest, Steve. You know what that was? The way they said that was another way to stick it to Penn State. Because I'll be honest, you have a roster of 85 players, but if it's 105 when you have the full with walk-ons and stuff, and then they cut down to 65, and then they tell everybody else they can leave when Now you got it down to where you got 15, 20 people. You can't play against anybody with that.
No, no question about that. You can't. Now, I don't know how the USC situation was handled because USC was in the same spot, I believe, in 2010 with Lane Kiffin. They ended up losing. I think they lost three players out of it, but it wasn't handled in this particular way where it was en masse with everybody showing up.
Well,
this is not the S. This is in 1987. The same thing happened with SMU where everybody showed up, but the difference was at that point is the SMU players weren't going to be playing in 1987. It was a major difference between now and guys that are getting ready for a season to play at Penn State, and the lack of order that the NCAA has assigned to this is remarkably stunning.
Well, and also when they nailed them for that 1 year, the university threw the second year on their own. Okay? Remember they had that, they put the death penalty on that 1 year in 87? And then the university itself, they went back in and threw another year on top of it.
Right, I understand.
Okay?
That.
And where I'm coming from, there's two other things, and it has nothing to do with Bobby Bowden, but, you know, they say he's the number one with records. Well, 55 or 60 of his wins came at a Division II school.
Right.
So he shouldn't be the leader. What I'm just saying is this. When they bring it, they took all that deal about Joe from last year back to '98, that there was over 100 wins. Okay.
Right, 111, yep.
Right. Well, this was all going on before, and an alumni from Penn State wrote the NCAA about why Bobby Bowden was allowed to have those wins when he was at Samford before he moved on to a Division I school. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I was coming to, was one other thing. I've yet to hear any of these big shots at NCAA thing about that murder with Baylor. You don't hear anything about that.
Well, that was a different NCAA president and a different board of directors at that time. This is not the same board making the same decisions.
No, well, he ought to look at it under his. This is the only thing goes. If you want to, you know. You better check your own closet for skeletons too. To be truly honest, when he was down at LSU, you mean they were doing things all above board too?
Well, I know. He fired a coach because he wasn't winning enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Jerry DiNardo, and he hired Nick Saban. So, winning must be important at some point.
I'll be honest, I didn't know that he did that. Thanks for you for the information. But all I'm just saying is, wait a minute here. Can't the NCAA actually do something about the people that are on the board and him as the president with the way they, some sections they nail you to the barn door and other ones they don't even, like I said, they pass out the damages with a teaspoon. You got to have some consistency in there.
Well, the NCAA has over the years been a very difficult group to read. Even from something as simple as should a player be allowed to get a sixth year of eligibility, which they've granted from time to time.
Yeah, but they haven't granted too many to Penn State. I'll be honest.
Well, no, but you have to apply for it too. I mean, Penn State has not had. Chris Mazeek is the only player that Penn State's ever had that applied for a sixth year, and he got it. For example, Jerome Hayes could have applied for a sixth year, but he elected not to. Pete Massaro, I think, is in a position where if he wants to, I think he'll get it. I'm just saying takes them a while to make decisions.
Yeah, but you said that, but I can tell you there's at least three wrestlers over the years that went for that extra year and didn't get it.
Right, they did. They didn't. They may not have qualified for it.
No,
you have to have certain qualifications to get it.
The one he did qualify. I don't know whatever happened to that deal. It was under the old coaching regime, too. It wasn't with Kyle Sanderson, okay?
So Troy Sunderland.
It was either him or even the guy before, you know, because you had those two
Prince
coaches
Lorenzo.
After. No, it was the wrestler. He won 100.
John Fritz.
Yeah, it was either Fritz
John
or...
John Fritz.
But
yeah, it was John Fritz. But Dave, I do have to move on, though.
Okay,
I appreciate your comments.
I'll let you go, but
I
just said, you know...
Okay.
I said, hey, you know, that's not fair to those kids out there. Hiding their apartments now.
Well, it's fair to allow them to transfer without having to sit out. It's unfair, though, that they're having to be swarmed with every step they take. John at State College is next. Hello, John. Thank you for waiting, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can follow that last phone call, but I'll try.
Can, John. I have complete confidence in you.
Hey, I have a question about the transfer rules. A Penn State player could essentially play this season and then transfer it to whatever team's playing in the national championship game. Am I correct?
They can transfer. It has to be after the season. After the season's over, they can. They cannot transfer in December and join a national championship team. It has to be after. And they have up until the beginning of next season in order to transfer. So, for example, Mike Anderson's a Penn State player. He decides to play this season at Penn State. He still has 2 years of eligibility remaining and decides in July he's going to transfer to Boise State. He'd be allowed to do so and play right away. So it goes right up until the first game of next season.
Well, how about this? Silas Red plays this season, and then USC is playing in the national championship. So he transfers in January into USC. Could he play in this year's national championship game?
No, he cannot. No.
How? Why?
First, because he would not be enrolled in the fall semester at USC. You need to have been enrolled in the fall semester in order to be eligible to play in the championship game.
Gotcha. All right, yeah, I was just curious about that, because I know if you're academically eligible, you're free to transfer. So, all right,
right.
You're
academically eligible. But that'd be the answer to that, John. So I hope I gave you at least a little more clarity on that.
No, that was good. Thank you very much.
All right, John. Pleasure talking with you. Thank you. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. More calls rolling in. Can't wait to talk to each and every one of you and get your perspective or your questions, because there are a lot of questions, obviously, that people do have. For example, John's question was a great question, where he asked about transferring and USC plays in the national championship again. These are just little nuances that when people ask questions, they say, well, this may sound like it's not a great question. No, it is a great question. And other people are wondering it as well. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. We're in the Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. Also, Sunbury Motors. That's our studio. The Sunbury Motors studio is mobile today. I think it's only appropriate for Sunbury Motors Studio to be mobile, don't you? We're in Norwich, Connecticut at Thomas Dodd Stadium, where the State College Spikes play tonight. But just because the Spikes are on the road doesn't mean the show has to come to a halt. That's, as I said, I've been here every day with an open line and an 800 number. Tomorrow, Bob Buhner joins us to give us his perspective on many things and not just on Penn State. And he will join us for the entire show tomorrow. And also, coming up on Friday, will be Jamie Bestwick. We'll be announcing at the Olympics on bicycle racing. At the same time, coming off a gold medal at the X Games, and has the Bestwick Foundation that gives 100% of its proceeds. What's coming up? Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Love to hear from you, get your perspective or your questions as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you could make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, the sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to the planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives with professional and certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Don't just change the channel. Change the way you watch TV entirely. With Service Electric Cablevision's digital cable with on-demand and high-definition TV, you're on board for a superior viewing experience. SECV HDTV offers over 100 channels, with more and more channels continuously added. You'll be amazed as you watch all of your favorite shows, movies, and sporting events come to life on your screen in flawless high-definition resolution. SECV on-demand offers over 6,000 titles, including over 4,000 that are free programming, opening your home to a world of endless entertainment. Access new movie releases, entire seasons of TV shows, music videos, sporting events, full functionality controls, convenient room-to-room viewing, and more. Plus, it's free with Service Electric Cablevision Digital Cable. On-demand and HDTV can be bundled to save money with other great products from SECV. There's no better way to watch TV and no better time to make the switch to digital cable with on-demand and HDTV. Call today or visit SECV.com to find the product or package that's right for you.
Are you looking for a place where you can find positive connection? Are you looking for a place that really cares? Are you looking for a friendly smile and a warm greeting? Join us at Christ Wesleyan Church. We are excited to be opening a new dimension to our campus. We are building a place for kids, a place for teens, a place for young adults, and a place for the whole family. We are looking forward to the soon opening of our new center called The Well. Please come and join us. We are building a place for you. Christ Wesleyan Church, cwcmilton.org.
Working from home a lot or worn out by too many business trips? The Greater Susquehanna KIZ has created a great space in Bloomsburg for you to decompress, think, and get quiet time. There are two drop stations with computers, large desk space, conference areas, even an outdoor workspace for sunny days. They'll teach you to use Google Docs for creating and sharing documents, too. Space is first come, first served. Contact Kelly O'Brien Gavin for details at kelly@gskiz.org.
Get all the latest information from your favorite news station, News Radio 1070 WKOK, with our Text Connect. You can sign up for free weather, school delays, early dismissals, traffic alerts, and more, all before you even leave the house or work. You'll get it all in real time, right to your phone. You'll also stay informed on all the station's events. To sign up, visit WKOK.com, scroll down to Connect, and follow the directions. Make sure your cell phone is powered on and you have an active signal. That's it. Text Connect is another way to stay informed with News Radio 1070. WKOK.
All right, a couple of callers very patient. By the way, the list up to 46 Penn State players that say they are going to be a part of the team in 2012. I'll give you the complete list the first chance I get. We'll start out with Billy in Winfield at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Billy, thank you for your patience.
Sure. There's a bit of a controversy between myself and some of my friends who are avid Penn State fans about the effect of the sanctions on season ticket sales, on ticket sales in general, going forward over the course of the next 4 years. What effect, you know, maybe a diminished team record because the scholarships will have, what effect the overall besmirching of the football program we'll have on ticket sales, and I just kind of wanted to hear your opinion on those matters. What do you see ticket sales looking like over the course of the next 4 years?
Well, you know, I think you bring up an interesting question, Billy, because number one, what's Penn State's ticket policy going to be? I think whether they'll keep the same policy or not, that enters into play here. And the next part is the ability. One thing about Penn State fans, Billy, is a very, very loyal lot. That's one of the reasons I love broadcasting football, because of the incredible loyalty surrounding the program of the fans. And I remember in 2004 when Penn State had gone 3-9 in 2003, and at that point they were 3-7 going into this game with Michigan State on Senior Day, and 104,000 fans showed up, and I thought, this is unbelievable. And people didn't have high hopes for 2005. They just wanted to be there to support. And I think this year, I think the support will absolutely be there. Next year, I think there'll be a lot of support. But when the going gets tough, what will the support be like? I think when fans see the kind of offense that Bill O'Brien has this year and his scheme and how he wants to go about his business, is exciting to watch. And I think that part's going to be actually a part that keeps fans very interested and a part of what's going on.
Hey, I appreciate that.
That's just my opinion.
Glad you agree with me and not them. Have a good day.
Okay, Billy. Well, of course, Billy, I had to. You're my man. All right, appreciate it. Let's go to Lewisburg next. Hi, George. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. Great to talk to you. I'm going to kind of make an observation and ask for your response to it. And I'll state at the outset that I've always sort of had a problem with the NCAA. Here's my issue. Emmert came to conclusions before doing an investigation. Didn't really have to do with an unlevel playing field caused by Penn State. And here's what I'm saying. He is the president of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. And there's no such analogous organization overseeing college presidents, their staff, and the academics, i.e., a National Collegiate Association. To me, this was as much an administrative problem, i.e., if you believe it, the collusion of Spanier and his staff to cover up, not a problem caused by the players or what have you. Now, the punishment's been swiftly brought about, and Joe is deceased. His staff is gone. Bill O'Brien takes the job. He brings in a new staff. His attitude seems great. The players are keeping their shoulder to the wheel, and they're the ones getting punished. The punitive actions are brought upon the people who didn't commit the problem. And incidentally, in my opinion, we don't say the name in criticism often enough, Jerry Sandusky. You know, we take the microscope off of him and put it on a cattle call that's going on in State College right now. But my question is, what about this issue? We have the NCAA, Athletic Association, but we don't have any organization that oversees college administration that's analogous to NCAA.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I've never really thought of it in those terms. I know the NCAA. What's interesting about the NCAA is Mark Emmert was talking about the culture of football at Penn State. And for one thing, I'll say that he is correct in that we all have to always keep sports and football or basketball in their proper perspective about where they fit in the university.
Agree.
Okay. I go along with that because the university is there to educate. But at the same time, college sports is a tremendous factor in campus pride, entertainment, and brings people together. Has that ability to do that because Monday through Friday everybody is working on their education. Then those 7 Saturdays in the fall or 12 Saturdays in the fall, including road games, people come together and they enjoy it. That's the proper perspective of sports. And sports can do great things on a college campus in terms of building pride, can do a great job on campus of with student athletes going to class and getting their degrees and using their scholarships for great good. All those are pluses as to what college football can do. As for what we've seen, though, in the last 2 days, I completely understand what the NCAA wants to accomplish with allowing Penn State players to be recruited and to be allowed to play immediately at other schools. That is their way of saying we're not penalizing the current players. That is their way of doing it. What they have failed to do, though, is show any leadership and order as to how it should be done. And I understand your point about regulating college presidents, and at the same time, the argument has been made by many around Penn State that this was the situation with, quote, a retired employee and what happened on the administrative level, and it wasn't a football issue. The NCAA did not see it that way based on what they read in the free report. Now, whether they read just the summary of the free report or they actually read the full report, which many of us have done, that's something that can be debated. It was a question that was never asked to Dr. Emmert when he had his press conference on Monday. He was not asked if he read the full report or if he just read the summary.
Yep. Just could I follow up?
Of course you can, George. Of course.
The reason I say this was an administrative issue and they need an analogous function to the NCAA, in my opinion, is let's say you're Emmert. And, oh, by the way, Emmert, did I understand you to say he was at LSU and he hired Nick Saban?
I believe so, yes.
Probably.
Fired Jerry DiNardo.
Right, and hired him and paid him a salary of multi-millions. And, I'm a free market capitalist, no problem. But
I have no problem with how much coaches get paid.
I don't either. But I'm saying, it's big money business. And they kind of look out of one eye and say, we want to keep this a collegiate sport. And out of the other eye, they sign their head coaches to big buck contracts. So, but here's the issue. Sure. Let's say you're a Spaniard. And you had a situation come up where you found out that a tenured faculty was a pedophile. And that, because he had tenure, that faculty member was allowed to retire at the full retirement age with emeritus status. Believe me, those things happen. But there's no equivalent of the NCAA to say, bad, bad, bad. This is bad practice. Faculty are face-to-face.
Right,
you see what I'm saying?
And you know where that's handled, George? It's handled by the Attorney General's office, their group of investigators, and it's a legal matter because the person is alleged to be a pedophile. It's actually handled legally, and the NCAA would not get involved in that because it's a tenured faculty. Well, it turned out this was a retired employee, and after going through all of this, the Attorney General's office put together a great case. We're able to get the witnesses on the stand to tell very difficult stories as victims. And Jerry was convicted on 45 of 48 counts.
Yep.
He's in the Center County Prison. But the scenario you laid out is to be investigated by the police.
Correct.
And the scenario you laid out is to be investigated by the Attorney General's office because it's a legal issue and not an NCAA or organizational issue.
I agree with you, but suppose the Attorney General found out that the president knew about it decades before and the university tried to keep it away from the State College Police Department or the Attorney General or whatever. It's just I don't want to belabor the point.
Right, I understand what you're saying.
And before I go, the last thing, it just occurred to me the other day, Jerry joined the staff in 1968.
He did.
I don't think, become a pedophile at age 55 or whatever he was in 1998. And I wonder, now that the case has, he's lost and he's in prison, if people will come forward from either the late 60s or 70s or 80s or early 90s and say,
right,
he victimized me too.
I believe the Harrisburg Patriot News, I believe the Harrisburg Patriot News ran a story last week saying three others had come forward from the area you're talking about.
Yeah, interesting. Now, they may have
now,
moved
whether,
on with their lives.
Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but they ran that story.
Yeah, I imagine if those people were able to put it behind them and have relatively normal lives as best they can, right, they probably don't want to resurface, and open the old wounds. But it just sort of dawned on me, as gutsy as these former young kids were to come forward and stand their ground in a courtroom before defense attorneys, there are others. I think there are others out there. But anyway,
and you're right. The gutsy part was they went through hell, and then they had to recount hell face to face. And incredible the guts they did show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, incidentally, when I called, I was going to say, longtime listener, first time caller. Great to talk to you, Rush.
I did, one time I was fooling around with Mark Lawrence. We were on the golf course for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Uh-huh. They said, call up Lawrence. So I called Lawrence from the golf course. I said, long time listener, first time caller, Brady, best ever?
Sure.
I mean, that happens all the time on Boston Talk Radio. Long time listener, first time caller, Brady, best ever? Like, that was the best you could come up with after all these years?
That's a fan of the Lowell Spinners, for sure.
I'm going. The show will be from Monday from Lowell, my friend. I am doing the show from Lowell on Monday. I'll be there where the spinners are.
Well, I lived on the South Shore for 20 years.
Did you really?
Down in Hingham and Cohasset.
Hingham. Really? Well, ostracized in your own community, my man.
Yeah, Joe Castiglione's daughter worked for me when I was at Talbot. I assume you know Joe.
You know what, George? Joe Castiglione, I teach a class at Penn State. It'll be my eighth year teaching class at Penn State Broadcasting. Joe Castiglione has taught a class at Northeastern in sports broadcasting for 24 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I don't want to.
Everybody says he is. I've never met him.
Yeah. As I lived up there, of course, one year when Bucknell qualified for the, they were in the first pod of the NCAAs, and it was either at Florida or Florida State, and it happened that UMass was in the same four-team pod, and so Joe is doing the Red Sox game, and he announces that that UMass has lost, and in the other game in the pod, Bucknell lost to so-and-so, and he says to his sidekick, I don't know if it was Jerry Remy, he said, do you know what Hall of Fame pitcher went to Bucknell, Jerry? And Jerry said, I have no idea. So then he said, Christy Mathewson, and he read the litany of Mathewson's 373 victories. And Joe graduated from Colgate, so I was very appreciative that he talked about.
A Patriot League guy would remember.
Yeah, there
but
you
I think
go.
It would be Jerry. It would have been Jerry Trupiano that would have worked with him and not Jerry Remy.
Oh, that's right. Right? Remy was on the TV side.
Yeah, it was Jerry Trupiano.
Yes. Okay. Well, listen, I really wish Penn State. I'm a Bucknell guy, but I wish Penn State all the best in the recuperation and recovery and going forward. They can't change the past, but they can affect the future.
George, well said. Thank you so much. I appreciate your questions and your kind comments. Our number 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565, and the Lenape Solar Hotline. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Now is the time to save at BZ Motors' big summer clearance event. Now at BZ, save up to $5,000 off new 2012 Chrysler 200s and Chrysler Town & Country minivans. Or how about a new 2012 Jeep Compass for only $19,545? Or Jeep Patriot 4x4 for only $18,620? Both have automatic transmission. Plus, get at least $4,000 off any new 2012 Jeep Liberty. BZ wants you to keep on trucking with a new 2012 Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 for under $25,000. Stop into BZ and see what all the critics are raving about. The all-new 2013 Dodge Dart with up to 39 highway miles per gallon now at BZ Motors. Now is the time to save during the big summer clearance event at BZ Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Lewisburg. All pricing after rebates and discounts. Some rebates may require a designated finance source or a qualified trade-in. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust.
The year was 1982. Gas was 91 cents a gallon. E.T. was phoning home. The Cosby Show was on NBC. And a new restaurant opened, BJ's Steak and Ribhouse. 30 years later, people have enjoyed the best steaks and barbecue at BJ's. In 1982, it started with the President of the United States.
To all Americans, this is your President, Ronald Reagan. You know, I remember the first time Nancy and I had those tender, juicy ribs at BJ's. And I remember splashing BJ's barbecue sauce on my new tie, and Nancy would yell at me every time. That's when I came up with, now there you go again.
Celebrate 30 years of inspired barbecue with a slab of St. Louis ribs, plus local sweet corn, creamy coleslaw, and a free pint of BJ's Cream Ale, all for just $15.95. Eat in or take out. You can enjoy BJ's anniversary special in Sealand's Grove in Danville.
The Oyster Bar is open every night at BJ's.
I got my baby back from BJ's ribs.
Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The Sunbury Motor Studios on the road. Bill O'Brien's up in Bristol. I'm here in Norwich, Connecticut, about 40 miles away from Bristol. I have a Steak Olive Spice game tonight, but just because the baseball club's on the road, the show goes on, and it's been important to hear your comments, your calls, and your questions today, and as usual, we are getting great comments and great questions along the way. Here is the list that I have of the players that have said they are coming back. Quarterbacks, Matt McGloin and Shane McGregor. Wide receivers, Matt Zanellato, Allen Robinson, Eugene Lewis, and Alex Kenny. These tight ends have stated they're coming back. Gary Gilliam, Kyle Carter, and Jesse James. Tailback, Bill Belton, Akeel Lynch, and Derek Day. Fullback, Michael Zordich, Andre Dupree, and P.J. Byers. Offensive line, Donovan Smith, Nate Cadogan, Adam Gress, John Urschel, Eric Shrive, Angelo Mangiero, Anthony Stenko, Miles Diefenbach, Frank Figueroa, Mike Farrell, Matt Stenkavich, Mark Archiacono, and Anthony Alosi. Defensive ends that have said they're coming back, Jordan Kerner, Evan Schwann, and Deion Barnes. Defensive tackles that say they're coming back, Jordan Hill, Daquan Jones, Kyle Bobolets, Austin Johnson. Linebackers that have stated they are coming back, Michael Motti, Glenn Carson, Gerald Hodges, and Ben Klein. Defensive backs that say they are coming back, Stephon Morris, Jordan Lucas, Mike Wallace, Adrian Amos, Stephen Obeng Archibong, and Patrick Flanagan. And special teams players that say they're coming back, Alex Butterworth. So that's the list that I have. And I think it comes out to, I believe, 46 names when it's all said and done. They've just publicly said it. Others may have privately said it or whatever, but these are ones that have already publicly said or tweeted that they are back. So, let's see, 11, let's see, it's 15, 3 is 18, let's see, 20, 24, 27, 30, 33, 34, 35, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yep, 46, 46 players. Those are the ones that have publicly said it so far. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 on the Lenape Solar Hotline. This is where we are. I mean, it's you're waiting to see, and these are the last things that This was the, actually of all the things that happened, this was the last thing I expected to happen. In terms of the, quote, meat market. That has happened with this. But Penn State, I know, they've broached the idea of playing a game with Hawaii at the end of the season, going out there and treating it as a bowl game. This is obviously interesting times. We know that, but this is where we are right now. I mean, this is where we are at this particular time. We have to wait and see what players are going to do, and it's a tough decision for them. For somebody who's not a starter, that may be a third team guy, for example, or maybe even a second team guy. Do you sit there and say, I have an opportunity to play over here? I know the Penn State coaches, in talking with them, have taken out depth charts and said, hey, look, X, Y, Z, X, Y, Z. So they're showing them what the depth charts of the teams look like. So they've been doing that part of it in talking to the players when they have talked to them about transferring. So you would see that as a possibility. But Penn State, the two things Bill O'Brien wanted, he did get. The two things that he was most adamant about in terms of option A and option B. Option A is he wanted to make sure that they were playing, which they are. And number two, he wanted to make sure the games were on TV. After that, I think this part here with the, quote, meat market, the way it's being set up and people hovering around apartments and Lash Building and things like that, I don't think people expected that part to happen. And that is that's been the twist in this that I didn't expect. I mean, let's face it. I started getting about 2 weeks ago uneasy about the possibility of NCAA sanctions. And then I started getting uneasy as to how far they're going to do this. And then I heard that they were going to be able to play, and then I heard that they were that there would be harsh penalties, but I thought, well, at least they're playing. The part I didn't expect, and I don't think the part Bill O'Brien expected, was what's happening now in State College with open season on players. And that part's interesting. Should the players be allowed to go? Sure they should be. I mean, they should be allowed to. I mean, you know, they are not responsible for being in this mess right now. They just happen to be innocent bystanders in all of this. So because of that, they should be allowed to. But there should have been some order that was put to it so that there was a way and a process of going about it, an easy process, but still a process. And let's go to Carol in Sealands Grove at 1-800-795-9565. Hi, Carol. Sorry to make you wait. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. It wasn't a long wait. I just wanted to call. I just can't say enough about the young men that have already publicly said that they are committed to staying with the team. And the statement that they presented this morning I thought was extraordinary. And I think for young men of this age to have already learned such an important lesson in life and out of adversity really says a lot for them. I read a book one time called The Five Things We Cannot Change and the Happiness We Find by Embracing Them. And one of the five things included that everything changes and ends, things don't always go according to plan, life's not always fair, pain is a part of life, and people are not loving and loyal all the time. And I think somehow through all this, these young men they're already learning that lesson, and it's going to serve them well in lifetime, because relationships can turn out that way, marriages can turn out that way, jobs can turn out that way, and I think they're just so young to already have that kind of insight. So I think it'll be contagious, and I think it'll spill over to the fans and out to those that are not speaking so well of the program right now.
Well, I think one of the great characteristics that you can have in life, Carol, is loyalty. Now, blind loyalty, of course, is not great, but loyalty with a purpose behind it is great. And I think what you're saying is that, number one, the players are finding out that a lot of all of you, the fans, whom they referenced three or four times in their statement today, the fans, have been so loyal to them that it means a tremendous amount to them. And thus they feel a sense of loyalty in return, because loyalty has to be a two-way street.
Right.
They feel a sense of loyalty to the university and to their education. They feel a sense of loyalty to their teammates. They feel a sense of loyalty to the coaching staff. And they also feel a sense of loyalty to the fact that all of them have had to go through incredible adversity together. And then they all had to go through 5:30 a.m. workouts together, and all of them had to go through spring practice together and these summer workouts together, and it builds a bond, because Craig Fitzgerald's workout routine is to be done in groups and not to be done individually, because he wants to create loyalty. And you're seeing that right now, the loyalty in these players, and I think the fans are drawing a lot of strength from that loyalty. Conversely, they're drawing strength from you.
Yeah, I think I agree. I agree very much with that. Yeah, you know, the beginning of the week, I was feeling a little disheartened for the beginning of the season, but things have unfolded with what the players are saying, and certainly listening to your show, your comments, and the people calling in. It's very, very encouraging, and I just wish the national press would sit up and take notice of it all. They will. They will.
Well, I did an interview today here in Connecticut. Before I did the show today, I was interviewed by reporters here. And I told them, I said, at least now Penn State knows what it's facing.
Right.
Now that's a big step in going forward. It's a big step. The fans now know what they're facing. The players know what they're facing. The coaches know what they're facing. The university knows what they're facing. So now that at least you know what you're up against, you can now dig your heels in and then go forward. And I think that's what everybody's trying to do here.
Right. Yep. And I'm beginning to sense that. And that's
yes.
A good attitude.
Carol, thank you so much for your call and your kind comments. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
All right, My pleasure listening to you today, Carol, as always. Our number 1-800-795-9565. We'll take one final break. We're at the Sunbury Motor Studio, the mobile studio in Norwich, Connecticut. You never thought you'd hear a show from Norwich, Connecticut on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
The long, hot, and hazy days of summer are here. Hi, this is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And summer is traditionally a quiet time in the furniture business. Most shopping takes a back seat to lazy days at the pool, church picnics, ball games, and family vacations. At Moyer's Furniture Store, this summer will be different and very special because for the entire months of June and July, we will be featuring all of our fine companies at sizzling summer sale prices. Every item in our store will be on sale this summer, special orders included. Need a living room, a bedroom, or dining room? Perhaps an entertainment console, a set of bedding, or sunroom and patio furniture. It's all on sale through June and July. Now think how perfectly timed a summer sale like this is. You can buy from our large inventory for immediate delivery, or place a special order to arrive in perfect timing for late summer. Please visit the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury, this June and July for our sizzling summer sale, and see us on the web at moyersfurniture.com.
Helping Mom stay in her home while managing mine was too much. Mom didn't want me to be her caretaker. She wanted me to be her daughter. I felt so alone until I found Home Instead Senior Care. When we met with the people at Home Instead Senior Care, we knew they were different. The experience was personal. Because of Home Instead Senior Care, Mom now has a caregiver who can help her stay in her home. Most importantly, I get to be her daughter again.
Home Instead Senior Care, 866-522-6533. Serving the Central Susquehanna Valley from the Lewisburg office. To us, it's personal.
Working from home a lot or worn out by too many business trips? The Greater Susquehanna KIZ has created a great space in Bloomsburg for you to decompress, think, and get quiet time. There are two drop stations with computers, large desk space, conference areas, even an outdoor workspace for sunny days. They'll teach you to use Google Docs for creating and sharing documents, too. Space is first come, first served. Contact Kelly O'Brien Gavin for details at kelly@gskiz.org.
News Radio 1070 WKOK offers you more ways to stay informed with the news of the day. Follow News Radio 1070 WKOK on Twitter. Just visit WKOK.com and click on the Twitter link or go to your Twitter account and search WKOK 1070. Don't forget to check your Twitter settings and have all the WKOK tweets sent right to your mobile phone via text message. It's instant access to news, weather, sports, and business info. Just another way to keep you informed with News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Best bumper music in the business. Even with everything seemingly crazy all around us, we still come up with great bumper music. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Bob Buhner on the show tomorrow. My man Buhner will be joining me, who can bring greater perspective than I can, especially in certain areas. And also coming up is Jamie Bestwick on Friday. Now, Bestwick will come on the show with that British accent, and the female listenership is going to go right through the roof. I mean, we all know I can't deliver it. The best we can. And Jamie will be on the show. Jamie just won another gold at the X Games in Los Angeles. He has a fundraiser coming up Saturday night at State College for the Bestwick Foundation, which, by the way, 100% of the proceeds from the Bestwick Foundation go to individuals. There's not a corporate structure to it at all. And then Jamie is going to be going to London, and he'll be announcing on the Summer Olympics with NBC on bike racing. So we'll have a lot to talk with Jamie on Friday. But Buhner tomorrow, Bestwick on Friday, the B&B Boys coming up on the show. And we're looking forward to that. So our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565 is our number. There's a lot of ways of looking at this, and I think once you know what the sanctions happen to be, and Penn State does, and you know, we can argue here about how harsh they are, or if they're over the top, or if they're appropriate, whatever your opinion happens to be. But in my perspective in looking at this, now I know what Penn State's dealing with. Now I know moving forward what's going to happen. I now know moving forward what Bill O'Brien has to deal with. I now know that he has a maximum of 15 scholarships each year to give out. I now know that he has 65 scholarships on a total roster down the road coming up. You now know what the situation is with a bowl game or not a bowl game and about the money. At least you know that. And at least going forward now, you understand what you're facing and what adjustments need to be made along the way. There's been a lot of emotion right now about what has gone on. There's been a lot of emotion and very little time for the Penn State populace to breathe since November 4th, because you wake up every day and you wonder, well, what's the next thing that might happen today? And that's a difficult way to wake up. At the same time, of course, we never forget about the living hell the victims went through, and, of course, the hell they had to go through on the witness stand. That's first and foremost, because they've had to wake up to a different reality. But this is a sports show, and since it's a sports show, we talk about things in sports and related to that. But I always want to make sure that in as many shows as possible, we want to remind everyone what our perspective is, that the perspective includes most especially and first and foremost the victims. Okay? There'd be no question about it. Then we start dealing with the, quote, ancillary issues. And in the ancillary issues, it seems like every day Penn State fans wake up and there's another ancillary issue to deal with. There's no way last week that Penn State fans could have comprehended what would be happening on campus with recruiters from all schools, it seems, left and right, getting in touch with text messages, phones, or actually being on the ground at State College, stalking them out of the Lash Building, stalking them to their apartments, and so forth. I think even with the idea of NCAA sanctions, which people knew were going to be coming after a Sunday morning, no one dreamed this scenario would now happen. It's something, I mean, every day there's another twist and turn in this that is unbelievable at times. But again, we have the perspective of remembering that these are ancillary issues of what is really important. But at least we know what Penn State faces now, and now we know moving forward what has to be done. Together, you always know who really is there when the chips are down.